to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is 10 Minutes to Kill, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Benjamin with me today. How's it going today?
It's going fine, thank you.
Thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate you taking time out of, I imagine, what is your crazy schedule right now with your Kickstarter. So thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Well, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so my name is Benjamin. I work in La Boîte de Jeux for 2 years now. It's been created 2 years ago. We're three people. We are three friends from high school, and each of us love board games, and we thought, why not making a company? I deal with the communication and packaging, you know, PEO, things like that. And 10 Minutes to Kill is our second game. We launched our first game last year. It's called Invasion. It's a deck-building card game around zombies. You can download, print, and play on Board Game Geek if you want to try it. And 10 Minutes to Kill is something else. It's totally different. It's a really fast game and tense and really funny.
Well, that's good. I mean, so with 10 Minutes to Kill, and let's talk a little bit about the Kickstarter right now. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the game, what people can expect, mm-hmm. the feel, the play, and just how it all came about.
Well, it's a 2-4 player game, 2-5 now with the unlocked stretch gold, and games last around 10 minutes. We really wanted to make this game, but we lacked the money to launch it. So Kickstarter opened his gate to France project, and we thought, why not try it? So we took the leap. We expected 8,000 euros, and now we are more than 30,000 euros. So it's amazing.
Yeah, you guys, it's pretty exciting. That's awesome.
It's really awesome, really thrilling. We watch it 24/7 and are still amazed to see many people keeping coming and coming. What can I tell you? So it's really tense and really fast and really fun. You can play up to 5 people now. The game is like this. There's 16 characters, different characters on the board, and you will secretly be one hitman among them, and you will have 3 targets to kill without being discovered. So each people is one hitman and has 3 targets. To win the game, you will have to earn the most of points, and you can earn points killing your targets or killing another hitman or arresting another hitman with the police. You will have to follow your instinct because it's really hard to be sure if the player will be this hitman or this people. What else? There's a lot of stretch goals which have been unlocked so far. The basic box has 16 characters and 16 styles, so 4 characters per player, and we really wanted to make this game for 5 people, but it's the costs were too expensive. So we put the five-player mode as a stretch goal, and it has been unlocked, so we're really happy about it.
Yeah, now you've got to the point where you originally wanted to be, so you're like, yay, we got to our five players.
Yeah, and there are still 11 days to go, so we will try to add more awesome stuff to keep the players happy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's awesome. It's super exciting. But as we're recording today, you guys still, like you said, have 11 days to go. The Kickstarter is planned to end on June 22nd, and you guys are massively successfully funded. So congratulations!
Thank you very much.
And it's really exciting. So with it being fully funded, when do you hope to have the game out to the backers? And then also, do you plan on bringing it out to retail?
We already have agreements with the factory, and we scheduled this, so I think it will go really smoothly. Once the campaign is done, we kept 3 or 4 weeks to finish everything, to be sure everything is perfect, and then we send the files to the factory. The factory will work around a month, so you can backers can expect to receive the rewards at the beginning of September. And so will the retails in France, maybe a couple of weeks later. And we are a French company, and we are all only 2 years old, and we don't have yet partnerships with American ventures. So there's a call if you're interested in playing our game. We're open to everything. We will the next news in our Kickstarter campaign will talk a little bit about it. So for now, there's the only way to receive the game if you're American is from Kickstarter, but I think we will be able to manage to put it in shops too.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. Well, that just, you know, gives more motivation to us that are in America to back the project more. So everyone listening, go back the project, and then you know for sure that you'll be getting the game. So that's definitely. And, I mean, it looks fantastic. The artwork is great. Are you the main illustrator, or do you have someone else on your team that does that?
As I said, we are a team of three people, and we're not illustrators ourselves, so we hired someone just for this game. We really wanted something easy to catch. I don't know how to say, not too dark, not too deep, not too close. We wanted something, when you see it, oh, it's for me, it's fun, it's cute. And we met a lot of illustrators, and Pauline had this style really, really liked. So we worked with her. And we loved her work.
Yes, definitely. That was definitely something that caught my eye as well, was, you know, just the look of it. And it's, you know, like you said, it's kind of cute, but it's, you know,
a little bit vicious too.
Yeah, exactly. It hits on different levels, and I like that. And so, yeah, I was just wondering about that. That's pretty cool. Well, that's exciting. So, Benjamin, thanks for being on the show. I know that your time is crazy, especially with, you know, all these extra stretch goals that you have to figure out now and do all
like
of that.
There's a stretch goal unlock every day.
Yeah.
We are behind our computers writing the news, and oh my god, in 200 euros we'll have to publish it, and it's not translated now. So we work really hard on this, but it's full of pleasure.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell people where they can find more out about 10 Minutes to Kill and maybe about yourself and your company?
I'm not sure I understood the question.
So tell people where they could find you, like on the internet, like your company.
We have a website, La Boîte de Jeu, LABOITEDEJEU.FR. It's translated in English. It's not really up to date. I've got to talk about it. And we're also on Facebook. If you are looking for La Boîte de Jeu, same word. Twitter as well. We talked in French before 10 Minutes to Kill, but now we are making an effort to speak in English. So if you will follow us, you will understand half of the things we say.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Benjamin, thanks for being on the show, and congratulations on your successful Kickstarter, and good luck with everything in the future.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.